Dave Moore on Today FM.
Right, on this week's episode of Ask Dave, I got a message in from Sarah in Mullingar. And initially I started laughing at it, but then I realised it's actually probably something that needs to be answered. Sarah says, Dave, my husband was joking that there were sharks in the water on our holiday in Kerry, and now one of my kids won't go swimming anymore. I want to reassure her that there are no sharks to be scared of. Can you help me? Says Sarah in Mullingar. Well, actually, Sarah, it reminded me of an episode of the brilliant show 10 Things to Know About, which is on Mondays on RT. And the one that was only on this Monday featured sharks, Irish sharks. So I decided to get the host of the show, Katrina Devereaux, on to give us an insight into the sharks of Ireland and hopefully reassure your daughter. Hello, Katrina. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you.
Good timing with your TV show. Thank you very much.
No worries.
Now, we should start off by saying there are sharks around the waters of Ireland, right?
Yes, Irish waters are actually home to 71 species of sharks, skates and rays, which are all in the same family together.
Okay.
And 58 of them have been studied in detail and are actually on the red list of threatened species. So we have lots of sharks, but we need to mind them.
See, this is the thing now. See, and now you're talking language I like, but I suppose when somebody like Sarah is trying to reassure her daughter and then you come along and say there are 71 types of sharks, it's maybe not
but
doing...
they're all nice ones.
There you go. That's what we need to establish. That they are genuinely like, look, sharks, I suppose, have a bad reputation because of the portrayal of them across media. I mean, look, they are obviously dangerous creatures, but no more so than, you know, big cats or... In fact, that stat, isn't there, that you're more likely to be... trampled on by a donkey than bitten by a shark.
Well, that's a stat I hadn't come across before. But yes, I mean, loads of those categories of sharks are cat sharks. You know, people are dogfish. People wouldn't even kind of consider them sharks, but they do fit into the shark family. And, you know, Ireland is home to the second largest shark in the world, the basking shark. But we all know that they're the most serene and peaceful creatures, and you could watch them happily all day and you'd be thrilled to encounter them if you went into the water. But yeah, her husband is right, I'm sorry to say, that there are sharks in the water. In Tralee Bay, especially down in Kerry, it's a big marine hotspot and home to one of our most threatened species, which is the angel shark.
Okay.
And as part of the show, we went down with the Marine Institute researchers who are trying to tag these rare species in order to monitor them and to find out about their life cycle so that they can better protect them. But there's nothing for her kids to be scared of. And in fact, I would actually encourage them to go down to Derrymore Beach down in Tralee Bay and scour the sand on the beach, and you will see the sacks that are left over from where the baby sharks lived. And when they hatch out of these sacks, they wash up onto the seashore and they look a little bit like kind of giant seaweed, but actually you can see little slits in them where the baby sharks emerged. And if you go onto a website called Purse Search Ireland, so these are often called mermaids purses.
Mermaids purses, I was just about to say, I even find them on the East Coast because I live out on Portmarnock and I see them all the time. My kids love collecting them.
Yeah, so you can sing baby shark as you walk along looking for your baby shark sack. And then actually, if you want to be like a marine biologist in training, you can go on to a website called Purse Search Ireland and you can upload pictures of your mermaid's purse that you found, and you can have a look at these kind of identification pages, so you can go, oh right, wow, and maybe you might even find, you know, one of those rare species, which these marine biologists are very keen to hear about, because it's a sign that they're out there, because it's very hard to spot them, obviously. So, you know, you can play a part in protecting these.
And do you know what? I think when Sarah is dealing with her daughter, who now is genuinely nervous about swimming, I think education is probably the key way to combat this, is to explain to her daughter that, of course, there are lots of sharks around Ireland, but explain that they're unlikely to do us any harm. And in fact, they need our help. And that might be a way of transforming the fear into an interest.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, as an island nation, we're kind of quite separated from our marine life. You know, unless you're a diver, go snorkeling, you know, we don't get to experience them. So that we can, you know, obviously create fears around sharks, have a bad rep. It's hard to believe that a movie made so long ago can still put the fear into people. But yeah, these sharks, the more you know about them, the more you want to know about them, and the more that you'd be keen to kind of protect them, engage with them. So yeah, I really encourage her to do the mermaid's purse searching, because that's a way of kind of having a connection with them.
And also thinking about how cute the little baby sharks are, if that's how small they are when they come out of the mermaid's purses. The other stat, which you can take with you, Katrina, if you like, is that you're more likely to be bitten by an angry New Yorker than a shark as well. So there's a couple of reasons for Sarah's daughter.
What kind of books are you reading?
Ones that probably aren't true. Come here, what's coming up in next Monday's episode, if you don't mind me asking while I have you?
Next week, we're delving into how digital technology and AI is going to shape our world.
Oh, very interesting.
We're looking at how, you know, the introduction of electricity disrupted life in all aspects and how artificial intelligence might be equally life-changing. And then how, like, we're doing a story about how research to help older adults to navigate technology safely so that they're not excluded from this digital transformation.
Amazing.
And the most heartwarming application in the whole series, I think, is a story about this exciting exoskeleton technology being used up in DCU to help children walk. It's one of the first projects in Europe to use it.
Fantastic.
So it's a great episode. I highly recommend
it. Yes, well, I do as well. 10 things to know about on Mondays on RTE at 8:30, RTE 1. Katrina Devereaux, thank you so much for taking part in Ask Dave today. It's much appreciated.
Take care, Sloan.
See you, bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.